Paul, I imagine you will be not very happy at all with what you've seen today.
No, certainly not with the. What are you talking about, the whole thing, or the sending off?
You tell me first of all, then we'll discuss that.
The two goals we lost, I thought were really poor. Mm. I thought were really, really poor goals. Then we started to get a foot on the game. We had one or two really good chances. I thought Noor Dickel was excellent.
Yes.
I really did. I thought he was excellent. Arguably probably the better chances, and then they obviously scored. They obviously hit the bar a couple of times. But the two goals, and then the sending off makes it really more difficult. And then we get into the game again. We scored a good goal ourselves, made it 2-1, and it gives you something to hold on to. And the second half, to be fair to them, mate, I couldn't ask any more effort from them. It's a tough game coming here, especially with 11, let alone 10.
Yeah.
So and then with one or two little breaks, breakaways might have developed, but you can't start a game those two goals the way we did.
No.
And expect to be in the game, and the sending off becomes really tough.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Noor Dickel, and I want to come to him in a moment, but tell me then how you see the sending off.
Listen, I'd love to stand here and defend it. I can't. If you raise your, or you put your head forward, then you've got no chance. It's a crazy, crazy moment. I'm madness, I think. He's a young lad, and he's new in the country, and he has to learn. And it's not just in this country that's a red card. It's all over the world. It would be. So I can't stand here and defend it. And I actually thought he started the game pretty well, Cal. And to do that gives everybody a mountain to climb, and it was just disappointing.
Indeed. I'm glad you mentioned Noor Dickel, as I say, because he did look very sharp today.
Oh yeah, I thought he was really good. I mean, he did two or three.
Yeah.
He made it himself. The chances. So as I said before, Dickel is a really massive threat. Yes. I think, as I said before, I think he needs a pre-season. He's not had one.
No.
So he's just been thrown into the fray. Yeah. And I think as a footballer, you need to be conditioned to play right through the winter, right through January, February, right through. So he'll get that in the summer, and he'll be a lot better for it. But you can see how much a threat he can be. No, and I think their performances have been probably too little for him and for us. But he will be, I think he's going to be a really, really top player next season.
There's one game to go. Obviously, again, a number of players have had chances today over the last few weeks, and you've set out the reasons why you've been doing that. Yeah. But there is going to be a winnowing out of the squad, or at least you're going to try to. Are these at all opportunities for players to remind you why it shouldn't be them who you're looking to move on, basically?
No, one or two games is not going to
No.
Define,
they're not going to sway.
Define. It's who's been since I've been here that's the big games we've performed. One game won't tell me any different from second game. I know exactly who can do what and who can't. One thing for sure, I've got to say, the supporters today were unbelievable.
They were.
Unbelievable support. And that just shows the potential of the club.
Yes.
But we have to get more football in us as well. More mindset of we have to come to stadiums like this. If you've any aspiration to go to lead and at least come away with draws or wins. That's what you have to aspire. Not just in one-off games, it's 46 games you have to perform. And the mindset is we have to do that. And we'll be better next year. But I've no doubt we'll be a lot better, that's for sure.